Ever wondered if your new e-bike needs insurance? Or maybe you've seen those electric unicycles around and wondered if they're street legal? Good news, folks, the Sea to Sky RCMP and the District of Squamish are here with a few friendly reminders to keep you safe and informed as e-bikes continue to take off around town. With more people turning to e-bikes to navigate Squamish's scenic streets and trails, officials are encouraging riders to follow a few key rules to ensure everyone can share the road safely. What you need to know about e-bikes. Not every electric ride on the road is treated the same. In BC, e-bikes fall under the category of motor-assisted cycles. That means they don't need insurance, registration, or a license, but there are some key restrictions, the RCMP said in a news release. Speed and power. E-bikes are limited to 32 kilometers per hour, and motors must be capped at 500 watts. What counts as a highway? The definition of a highway includes not only major roads but also bike lanes, sidewalks, parking lots, and any place the public uses to park or access vehicles. Some devices aren't allowed on public roads. Electric unicycles are banned, and electric dirt bikes exceeding 500 watts aren't street legal either. Two types of e-bikes in BC. There are two official e-bike categories. Standard e-bike. Riders must be at least 16 years old. These bikes can reach up to 32 kilometers per hour and offer throttle assist. E-bike Lite. Riders as young as 14 can use these bikes, which have a maximum speed of 25 kilometers per hour. However, throttle assist isn't allowed. Ride smart and stay safe. Here are some quick tips to make sure your ride is both fun and safe. Obey traffic signs and signals, just like any cyclist. Wear a helmet. Helmets are mandatory on e-bikes. Ride single file unless passing. Stay sharp. Don't ride while distracted or impaired. No passengers under 16, and only carry passengers if your bike is designed for it. Use hand signals to communicate your next move. Be visible after dark. Equip your bike with a white front light, a red rear light, and a reflector. Community campaign aims to boost safety. The Sea to Sky RCMP. Squamish is rolling out an educational campaign with school visits and targeted enforcement throughout the community. Together, we can create safer roads for everyone. Let's commit to being vigilant, obeying traffic laws, and looking out for one another. Your cooperation makes our community stronger and our streets safer, said Sea to Sky RCMP, Squamish Sergeant Dallas Langley, in the news release. For more information, visit the website's e-bike rules of the road and personal mobility devices, what you need to know. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.